I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. God, she's great. Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny, and thank you for listening. We really appreciate every minute that you give us. It's we do not take it for granted or take it lightly. It's much appreciated. It's a gorgeous Friday out the window here. Tomorrow, of course, Saturday. Don't worry, we'll still be here. It's a Saturday morning special. You can get your Sarah and Vinny. Yeah, good excitement. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week. We've added the Saturday morning special quite a while ago, actually, now. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show in the past week, every Saturday morning. Right here on Alice. Speaking of the best things that happened on the show this week, Scott Capurro's appearance on yesterday's Secret Show was epic. He made a huge announcement. I don't want to spoil it for you, so listen to the podcast. All of our Secret Shows for this week drop at, I don't know, what, 10:30? You put them all out?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember it.
Really?
The announcement? He was good. I remember that, but I don't remember
the announcement.
Making
the big... I'm on.
Oh yes. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fun. It was a good. He was out of control yesterday.
Big debut.
Big debut.
And I figured it out. We need to prime him with competing comedian, and then he shows up ready to go. Like, how dare you have?
How
someone
dare
else
you
on?
Have someone else on? He called him a hack. I'm like, oh my god, stop it. That's your colleague. Let's support. Everyone be supportive. Oh, and speaking of supporting Scott Capurro, we love him. And he's got, mark your calendar, 20th of August. He's playing at EJ Fair in Pittsburgh. Hello, Pittsburgh.
Oh.
He's coming to you. So if you like that EJ Fair place and you like some Scott Capurro. Oh, God, he was so funny yesterday. It was really good. Not that he isn't hilarious every time, because he is. Okay, speaking of hilarious every time. There is, so I read this headline, and I'm like, what is happening? Somebody has made a 25-foot inflatable Ozzy Osbourne, and it's going on tour.
When you say somebody, you mean Sharon.
You know, probably. So I guess they made it for Comic-Con. It appeared at Comic-Con. There were, you know, people, somebody made this because Sharon commissioned it. But it's huge. It's like 20, it's 25 feet tall, which you think, oh, is that tall? And then you see it and you're like, oh my God. But they keep putting it in all these weird places, like this huge thing. I think that's at Comic-Con. And then they bring it to Vegas. And then they're just at some kind of like maybe a flea market where he's that looks like it could be Coachella. There he is at the flea market. He's just almost looks like he's holding up the various booths that where the food is being sold. It's I don't know why I get such a kick out of it.
So
here's the deal. You can win it. It was designed by Todd McFarlane. They call him renowned artist Todd McFarlane. I'm not familiar with them. But anyway, it comes in support of his forthcoming album, Patient Number 9, which drops on 9-9, September 9th.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's massive, and you can see it. It's actually being brought around It has stopped at the Venice Boardwalk in L.A., the East Hollywood Complex called Gold Diggers on the Vegas Strip. He's going to be at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota this weekend. And according to a press release, it's a month-long tour. They're going to tour this guy all around the country, and this 25-foot inflatable Aussie. It'll close out in New York City the week of the album's release. So within that span, appearances will either be announced 24 hours in advance or be a complete surprise. So he may come to San Francisco. We don't know. There's no schedule. So where is patient number 9 on Ozzy's website? And you can see where it'll be next.
So dumb, really.
But I just think it's, he's standing in front of the, you know, welcome to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada with the palm trees and stuff. And it's just, there he is. It's, and he's all sort of strapped down because he's an inflatable and he could blow away.
I give him a ton of credit. Trying to figure out how to promote crap anymore is ridiculous. So here's an opportunity.
Yeah. You can win this thing too.
Away.
If you go to his site, Ozzy's website, you have a chance to win it at the end of this whole, because everyone's like, what do we do with this? And I was thinking, like, I would love to win this thing, because my next party, I'd set it up on the back lawn and we'd do cornhole between its legs. It's standing with its legs spread apart.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, yeah, how fun would that be, right? Yeah. I mean, it'd be
so
amazing.
Dumb,
that's not dumb.
It's like,
that'd be,
not,
I'm like, you guys, you won't believe, you can see Ozzy from out in front of my house.
If anybody wants to know where Sarah lives,
yeah,
just follow
just
Ozzy.
Look for Ozzy.
Look at Ozzy's Mount head Tam towering over the, that's a great idea. Good.
It's,
yeah,
so
you should
funny
do that.
Yeah, so good. It's dumb. We're going to, you know, post the link to the story. I just laughed for like 5 minutes straight. I just kept looking at the pictures. I'm like, Sarah, you really have other work to do. You've got a whole show to prepare for. You can't just be fascinated by the 25-foot inflatable Ozzy Osbourne.
It is fascinating.
Oh, it's tough. It's hard. It's hard to concentrate when Ozzy's around. Ozzy. So today is Friday. That means there's some new music. There's some weird stuff today. Some good stuff. Some like, oh, where have these guys been? And also, what now? So we'll start with the Goo Goo Dolls. Like, they're a staple here at the Alice. This is their 13th album. It's called Chaos in Bloom. They're out on tour with Blue October. Remember them?
Yeah.
So here's what the Goo Goo Dolls sound like on their latest record.
I Like You.
I like it.
I like you.
Yeah, it's cute. I can hear that on Alice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me one more from that, because we have a lot I want to get to.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. You Are the Answer.
Oh. All you ever knew. Curtains drawn. You're hanging on to all you thought was true. You know the answer is lost on you. 'Cause I know the answer is lost on you.
These guys are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quietly racking up the hits over the years, you know? Goo Goo Dolls. You've got your own fight. So that's called, the record's called Chaos in Bloom. It's their 13th album, Goo Goo Dolls. That's what they sound like. Earlier this week, we were talking a little bit about Megan Thee Stallion.
They really title that album Chaos in Bloom?
Chaos in Bloom.
And it sounded like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Earlier, we talked about Megan Thee Stallion, Mm-hmm. She did this like free flow thing on maybe someone's podcast. I don't know. It looked like a podcast setup. And she was just, she kind of took my head clean off. Like, you know, you certainly hear her name and she's pretty hot right now. And then I heard her doing her thing and went, that's, she really is talented. We can't play you any of it. Every other word is the F word, the N word, the S word, or the P word, or the D word. Also, there was an R word in there.
Said very impressively.
Very. Yeah. I mean, just really amazing. Mm-hmm. I really was impressed by it. So I saw that she had a record out today. It's called Traumazine. And it's we were able to find
clean edit. There were still some things I needed to take out.
Well, you always use your best judgment.
Yeah. Here's NDA. Let's start with that. What the money today is, don't attract me. Fly out the country, let a prince bag me. Nympho, wanna do it, pockets nasty. Hating on me, but it's cool, but it's good me. Lolly banging, I ain't have to let the doctor cut me. Sick of being humble, cause you don't respect that. And the next one of y'all wanna get bold, I'm gonna check that. And the next one of y'all blogs wanna spread lies, I'm gonna sue you. And the next that break my NDA, that go for you too. Now listen to me, cause I'm giving you the warning. You gon' have to pay me forever trying to be corny. I'm from the city of the drink sipper, slab rhyme, paint drippers. All right. So bad, got
so
the famous...
NDA, if you don't want to break that NDA. Mm-hmm.
She's mad about something. I'm not quite
sure.
Well,
somebody must have said something, and she told them not to say it.
Right.
She's pissed. God, never get her mad at you. She really does seem like she would just kill you with her words.
Mm-hmm. Tear you apart. Here's a budget featuring Lotto. Roll like a chauffeur, but cool points, nothing to show for it. He want to ride, but ain't bought a car. How you expect me to show up? Holy man, I chase being dead for a long time, face on the front of this paper. Hey, this bougie, this don't do no favors. Every time my peephole's moving like me, I gotta switch it up. So the next one I want to play, I want to get to this.
Okay.
This is the one featuring Dua Lipa, and I've been hearing this a lot all over the charts.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
Here it is. It's called Sweetest Pie. Sweetest Pie. Ooh, it's the
ride of your life. Hold on, cause baby. Oh, this is her, huh?
Uh-huh. Sweetest, it's the meanest, yeah. Hot girl, yeah. But I'm cold every season. Know he got that pipe, let him bust it till it's leak, yeah. Booty like a pillow, he could use it while he's sleeping. Look, don't be going through my phone, cause that's the old me. Ain't the only one trying to be my one and only. Real thick, moving slow, that body like he a player, but for making, he cutting the whole team. That body, looking nice. I got cake and I know he wanna slice. I wish you would try to put me on ice. I ain't never had to chase in my life. I want that nasty, that freaky stuff.
Well, still under my there feet. You have it. That hair slinger to let him eat me up,
And Dua Lipa is just the hottest thing.
That is hooky as heck, huh?
Yeah, that is great. Yeah, I'm driving, you just lay back.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetest pie. Oh, is it watermelon pie? Oh. Anyway. There you go. That's a little
bit
of good stuff.
A little of the Megan Thee Stallion Traumazine record. So look, TikTok, it's a thing.
It's
and
huge.
They
one of my favorites.
A lot of songs get popular on TikTok. So I wanted Bryn to take a look at this record that we found this morning. And what it seems like is that Apple has their own sort of exclusive version of this.
That's right.
And then other platforms, and like TikTok is now producing records is what it sounds like, and they're making deals with Spotify or Amazon Music or and just giving them different different things. So this is different than anything you're going to find anyplace else.
Yeah, in this case it's very interesting. There's it looks like covers, actually. I thought it was going to be like maybe samples and possibly.
Well, let me read you the description. So it's called TikTok Classics, Memes and Viral Hits. And it's various artists. They're calling it pop, but it says uplifting new orchestral arrangements bring a touch of magic to TikTok songs.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And that's what it is. I pulled a lot of them. I'll start with the first one. It's
okay.
Levitating. Also, this one is originally by Dua Lipa.
I'm levitating.
But, mm-hmm, here it is. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way I like. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you meet me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby. Oh, my sugar boo. Yeah. I'm levitating, the Milky Way, we're renegade. Here we go. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight.
I actually like this version better, and
it's
I like the original song. That's so someone has just taken...
Mm-hmm.
An orchestra and rescored this. Okay,
yeah.
What else? That's great.
And the person singing on this is called, her name is Allie Sherlock.
Oh, it's not the original vocal?
It's not
I thought it was the original vocal, too.
I thought
too.
It was,
That's
too,
funny.
After I listened to it for a while. I was like, a little bit different. This next one here is called Say So. You know this one as well by
Doja
Cat.
Yeah.
Here it is. Why don't you say so? Didn't even notice. No punches left to roll with. You got to keep me focused. You wouldn't say so. It's been a long time since you fell in love. get the picture.
Yeah, so they take all these like hot hits from TikTok and redo them.
I did
Reminds
the
me of Kid Bop.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
in a way, like right. It's not such a driving
ones,
so. Beat.
You'll know the next one as well. It's called Savage Love.
Oh, sure.
Then jump to the part. There it goes. Savage Love. Did somebody break your heart? Looking like an angel, but you're savage love. When you kiss me, I know you don't care enough. But I still want that, cause that is love. And the last one I pulled
is... So, do you think that these were all songs that people put together and used on TikTok, and then TikTok went, oh, that's brilliant, let's make a record out of
those. I feel
those.
Like they just chose the biggest hits on TikTok.
And then just redid them themselves. Okay.
Were popularized. Here's the last one I pulled is Oh No. This song?
I don't know yet.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
How funny.
Yeah, huge. These songs are huge on TikTok.
This is Walking in the Sand. What's the name of this?
Oh, the original. And then he,
Walking hand in hand. It was lovely. We met with a kiss. I don't know.
Oh, the Commodores.
Yeah. Well, Aerosmith did a version of it, too.
Oh, I see. I don't know.
Anyway, that's fun. I don't know. From TikTok. Look at that.
Oh, Walking in the Sand. It's called Remember.
Walking in the Sand. Remember. Walking in the Sand. Yeah.
You know, when I looked at the list of music that's being released, and I don't think that you should play it. I don't know this band, but I know this band. When I saw it, I went, oh, my God, Jane is a woman in full today.
Oh, why? What's out?
Her favorite band.
It's got to be Erasure, right?
Oh, you know what? I shouldn't even say her favorite because I can't speak for her. She loves music, and that's ridiculous.
Is it The Cure?
It's Pale Waves.
We didn't grab any Pale Waves.
She
does love them.
What her thing is with them, I've never heard them. I don't know if she's just best friends with the girl. And that's why she, I don't know what the deal is, but she, I got to listen to it today so I can go, oh, that's what Jane's frothing over 24/7.
Okay. So the next thing that we pulled is Young the Giant. This is, it's an EP and they're calling it Act Two Exile. So I think they did, I feel like we just recently listened to a Young the Giant thing. It was just maybe that was an EP too. So there's just a few songs on it, but Young the Giant.
The first one is called Insomnia. Floats like a cloud. Will it ever touch down? The second song.
Yeah,
I
don't have a problem with it, but I'm really falling asleep. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here's the second one.
I was always perfectly alone.
There you go. That's a little bit of the Young the Giant release from today. Collective Soul, who had a massive hit in the 90s, a song called Shine that, you know, I worked at an alternative station at the time and I was like, oh, this is the perfect song for K-Pig, the rock station across town. And then my boss goes, no, we're playing that too. I'm like, that's not really an all. It's not a... But it wound up just being the hugest
thing. It crossed
thing.
Over. It was on
it
everything.
It sure did. Yeah. Everyone went, yeah, we got to be playing that. And I think we're playing it 10 times a day. So Collective Soul, they've got their 11th album out. It's called Vibrating. Just give me one of these. Let's hear what they're up to these days.
Here's all our pieces. You and me, now we're running like criminals at large. Never knowing when and where we ever were charged.
You know, it's wholly inoffensive. I don't hate that. There you go. If you loved Collective Soul in the 90s, we'll hear something for you. Also out today, Danny Elfman has it's called Bigger, Messier. Danny Elfman had a record out called Big Mess, and this is, so it's an album of remixed tracks from that, plus 9 new tracks. He's got Iggy Pop, Trent Reznor, and Fever 333 on here on Bigger Messier.
This is the one with Trent Reznor here.
Okay.
It's crazy. The one with Iggy Pop is interesting. Here it is.
Kick me.
It's called Kick Me.
Royalty. Kick me. I'm a royalty. Poverty disgusts me. Poverty disgusts me. But now I'm such a likable guy. I'm such a likable guy. I'm such a likable guy. Love me.
Oh my God! Listen, if you love Danny Elfman, I mean, he's like the soundtrack king, and he was the Oingo Boingo guy. I mean, he's been around forever, and if you like him, this is going to be for you. It's I love the Iggy Pop song, and Janie, we should add that. Let's do that.
No, okay.
I'm such a likable guy.
Kick me.
Poverty disgusts me. Also out today, I'm just going to run through a couple of these real quick because I'm out of time. Danger Mouse and Black Thought. Black Thought is a rapper from The Roots. A bunch of guests on this. It's a collaborative album called Cheat Codes. Erasure does have a record out today. It's called Day Glow, based on a true story. It's their 19th album, and it's basically a reworking of their previous album, The Neon, and The Hollywood Undead, their 8th album, Hotel California with a K. There you go. It's a couple of the things that are out.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
All the music you love, plus the podcast, news, and sports you can't miss. They're all on the free Odyssey app. Make sure you check out our full show podcast, latest show highlights, and secret show. Download it today. And by the way, the Odyssey app is a work in progress, so it's getting better all the time.
Oh, yeah. We found out all about it yesterday. I mean, they have big plans for that thing. Uh-huh. Get in early.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did some beta testing with some of the guys from corporate.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Can you give us any hints what's coming?
There's a lot of really cool features, like live features.
Oh, live.
Uh-huh. That's all I'll say, but it's really
Odyssey.
Advanced.
All right.
Odyssey.
Here's what's happening. The CDC has put out new regulations or new rules to follow with regard to the pandemic. And basically they're saying pandemic's here to stay and things are going to get a lot looser around here going forward. If you want to find the specifics, look, you can Google it, the new CDC
sure.
rules and
Or just as on. You were. Continue on not
yeah, I mean,
paying attention to any of that.
Whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Also, on the front page of today's Merck, there was a story about Gavin's big announcement yesterday about his plan to help us do better by water here in the state of California.
Great.
And I like it. I think we need that. It's nerve-wracking to watch the Rezies go dirt. Before our very eyes. It's not good. Makes me worry. Toys R Us is back, everyone. You'll be seeing two locations opening by...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mid-month next month, this is the Valley Fair in San Jose and Union Square in San Francisco. Toys R Us will be opening inside of Macy's stores. I have to believe they're probably walled off now. You know, they put something up to block the view so they can, you know, build out whatever part of the store they're given to the
fun
Toys R Us.
Center. Right.
I like it, though. I think that, you know, there is something magical about a toy store, and it's unfortunate they had to go away and go bankrupt and come back in this way, but it's better than nothing. So let's
it's good.
It.
And look, that's going to help the retail spot that is Macy's. Like, it's people will walk through with their kids and they'll go, oh, right, I need a dress for that thing we're doing. Boom. It's great. It's actually really cool marketing.
Yeah. So that'll be in Macy's stores. And it looks like mid-month next month. Johnson & Johnson is going to stop selling their controversial talc baby powder globally next year. They've been caught up in lawsuits for years now.
Yeah.
And while they say that stuff's not dangerous, and there's so much misinformation about our product safety, and we've dealt with so many legal challenges, and I don't blame them. Just pull it. What's the point?
You know, I don't know about you, but on the East Coast, things are pretty swampy. And I grew up with that stuff. Like, babies were talced. You had to, because otherwise you'd get the worst rash. Here we just use the cream, you know, almost like to keep it from drying out. It was like the opposite problem on the West Coast. So people are saying that they're getting cancer from this, or like breathing problems.
That's right. So there's been a bunch of lawsuits against, and if people just jump in. But I agree with you. We were one of those families. We were bi-coastal. So my parents grew up in New York. They moved to California, and I was the first born here, and we've been here ever since. But we always visited New York, and all my relatives have always been talcum powder fill in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's in the air, it's on the floor, it's everywhere.
You powdered stuff. Like, even Paul Mercurio was telling the first time we ever hung out with him on The Secret Show, he was talking about this area of his body that he powders on the regular. So he's going to be screwed when they pull this out. They're going to find some other, what is it, Gold Bond? You can get Gold Bond, maybe.
They're going to use cornstarch talc or cornstarch powder instead, so there'll still be something available. But the company, Johnson & Johnson, talc baby powder, has faced 38,000 lawsuits from consumers and their survivors claiming the talc products cause cancer due to contamination with asbestos. So, I don't know anything about it. I don't use talc powder, but now you know it will be gone. It's going away.
All right.
So there will be other products you'll be able to use, but not that one. Not anymore. Have you heard about the mouth taping health trend TikTok is obsessed with? Anybody?
The mouth taping health trend. Nope.
This is something I would guess your buddy Hooman would have been at the forefront of. He was always on the cutting edge of health every time.
Yeah, but mostly the cutting edge of questionable health.
Right. So they say here, you just tape your mouth shut before you go to sleep, so you're forced to breathe through your nose, which does have some health benefits, they say, apparently. There are risks, so most experts say, don't do this. But this is going around on TikTok now. And Sarah, I know that you found out you are on TikTok yesterday. So I thought, oh, well, Sarah must know all about this. But
well,
I guess not,
it turns out I do have an account, but I mean, I have never put a video up there. But I, in order to look at something, I guess I need to have that. So
some people swear by this. As I said, doctors aren't suggesting it. Nose breathing does have health benefits, though. Mainly, it also, they say, it produces more nitrous oxide, which widens your blood vessels and helps circulate oxygen through your body. Most experts say forcing yourself to breathe through your nose isn't good, though. It could be dangerous if you get congested in your sleep. There's also the old, what if you puke in the middle of the night? I don't know. That seems like, okay, well, I guess you don't tape your mouth if you go to bed drunk, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, are we talking about scotch tape, duct tape? Like, are we talking about a piece that's going to be hard to get off? Like, duct tape hurts to remove, so yes. I'm guessing this is somewhere in between, like, you know, scotch tape. And what if you just put, like, one of those, like, a head bra, like, something that you put your, you know, you could make, like, a soft cloth cup that kept your, you know, put
like
around
it.
The back of your head.
Uh-huh. Put a headband.
Does it stop you from snoring? That'd be good.
It doesn't say. They say it's actually, it just sounds dangerous. Boy, this is like my third story today. I regret. I wish I could take that back. Don't do that.
It's okay.
So many questions.
I just
don't
realized
do
I
that.
Can't snore with my mouth closed, though.
You can't. Yeah. You ever fall asleep when you're laying on your back and then you realize you're snoring, but your mouth is closed and you're like, oh, okay, that's, I can't. Something about the flap in your throat just makes you snore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many holes does a straw have?
Two.
Want to try again?
50,000.
One hole. It's one, Sarah.
No, it isn't. There's a hole at each end. That's okay. I get it. There's like some formula for why there's not. There's
the internet's been
Got
debating
it.
How many holes a straw has, and the correct answer is it's one.
No.
Many people say two, but for the record, science says it's one hole, you ding-dongs.
Why, 'cause
it's
it goes
one
all
hole
the way through.
All the way through.
No.
Just because
no.
There's two sides of that hole doesn't mean that that's two holes. It's
no,
one
there's
hole.
A hole on this end, and there's a hole on this end. Allowing things to pass through. If there was only one hole, things would go into the straw but not come out. There are two holes in a straw. Thank you. I have spoken.
Wow. I don't know how to react to that.
I do. You move on. You let her be.
Because you know I'm right.
You just let her be. She needs to be right. You let her be. You don't want to fight that stuff.
Well, think about a ball, right? Like if you had a ball
you
and you
right.
had...
You're already right. I told you that.
In hole and an out hole.
You don't need to argue your point. You've got it. You won.
Right, thank you.
Here's some all relationship right, advice.
Good.
If you're lacking that extra spark, try going out and buying something for yourself, then keeping that purchase a secret from your significant other. They say that'll help.
Who says this? I want to talk
a
about
new study
the hole
found
again.
That secret spending by spouses may strengthen your relationship. The idea is that not telling your partner creates guilt. The feeling of guilt leads to an unplanned investment in the relationship.
Mm.
And your partner feels closer to you because you've taken an initiative to do nice things.
But then they find out you've been lying and spending all the money. That's okay. Well,
I can finally buy my hooker.
I don't think that helps the relationship.
It
Rin.
Does.
That's
the guilt is profound with
major
that. The
guilt.
Flowers, the dinners, it's all coming your way, wifey.
The study found that this kind of thing is actually very common. 100% of couples in the study that was done were able to recall at least one example where they got themselves something, felt guilty, and overcompensated by doing something nice for their partner. And their partner was like, oh,
you love me so much. What did you buy?
Uh-huh. nothing. I do think secret buying, it probably doesn't happen in your relationship, Sarah, you know, but that's because you two are around each other 24/7. The people who aren't.
The secret is what it actually costs. Oh my God, this was on sale. It was $12.
Right. I think there's that. I also, I remember definitely in another partnership I had where she kept stuff in her car and it was kept in the car. I think so that she could get it into the house when I wasn't around.
Yeah. What's this?
So,
and then she'd forget it was there and you'd open the trunk and be like,
an unplanned trip in her car would be like, why do you have 5 Nordstrom bags in the back of the car?
No reason. Just look out the front. I need you to backseat drive for me.
Okay. Wow. We're hoarding packages from Nordstrom in the car now. Got it. Weird. Let's see what else we got here for you guys today. Oh, table manners. Get out of here.
I love table manners.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I don't have any, but I love them. Well, like, you know, I grew up with a mom who was going to tell you what the etiquette was for everything.
Oh.
So I like table manners.
Your mom is an etiquette master, huh?
She's an etiquette monster is more like it. Mm. Grammar monster, etiquette monster.
Get her, Ellie.
Yeah.
All right, well, here they are. Wash your hands before you sit down to eat. Don't talk with your mouth full. Don't slurp your food or your drink. Chew with your mouth closed.
Tastes better when you slurp.
Don't make noises with your utensils like scraping your plate or dragging your teeth across your fork. Do make conversation. Don't just sit there in silence and eat.
Yeah, Vinny.
Put your napkin on your lap. You know what's funny? My daughter, who barely, I don't feel like she's seen me in my natural habitat from back in my days, but she eats standing up and I love it. I'm like, oh my God, she got that from me and doesn't even see me do it. Maybe she's seen me do it, but she eats standing up at the dinner table.
You don't make her sit in a chair?
We start in chairs, and then she ends up standing up next to her plate.
Oh,
that's funny.
I wonder what's up with
every
that.
Night.
Huh. The bigger girl?
The older one, yes. Hmm. Anyway, do make conversation. Don't just sit there in silence and eat. Put your napkin in your lap. No burping. Don't play with your food. Oh, and don't eat too fast.
Yeah.
These are your
top. I burp
top.
And play with my food and eat too fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't do that around Ellie.
Yeah. Well, I do it around her because now that I'm grown up, she can't really ground me anymore or anything. But yeah, you know, the whole elbows off the table, sit up straight, you know, bring the fork to your face, not your face to the fork, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I never heard that one.
Well, you're allowed to like lean forward so that your face is kind of over the plate, but you're not supposed to like bring your face
can you just
down
bring
and hork
plate
the...
to your face though. Is that
no, that's also an Asian thing. I don't think these rules apply to Asian people.
Yeah,
they
read about that.
You definitely have your own style of eating.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing
the
wrong with it.
Sometimes.
Just culturally, it's not.
You just put the food on
the
floor
same, right?
Squat.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Hey, Vin, did you mention that there will be traffic today near Levi's Stadium due to the 49er game starting at 5:30? I don't know how many people will go to that, but okay, it's been mentioned now.
Yep, there it is.
Preseason football
Watch
on
out.
Tonight. Go Niners.
I guess we're not going for the full theme song, huh?
Oh, this is funny. 415 says, tell that to Ryan Reynolds, who invested millions of dollars in a football team without discussing it with his wife, Blake Lively, first. Did that happen?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember you telling us that story.
Nope, I don't remember that.
707 says, one hole, two openings, Sarah. Hey, 707, mind your business. No one wants to fight with her.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Take it easy.
Yes, talcum is super dangerous because it contains asbestos. There's a great docuseries about it on HBO. That's from 408. Yeah, well, they're pulling it.
Yeah, there's yeah, it's for
they
sure.
say that's not true, but, you know. Or
well,
you
listen,
just...
if there is asbestos in it, I suddenly have a problem with it. That doesn't, that's not good for you.
Right. Agreed.
Asbestos causes cancer.
408 says, just spoil the announcement, please. I always skip the podcast that includes Scott.
No, you should. This one's good.
He was good yesterday.
Yeah.
He
Although, I think we're going to try to redo the bad. We really kind of screwed someone over who wrote us some bad advice because he was so mean about it. Like, it was such a punt moment.
Well, sometimes the answer is punt, right?
Well, sometimes, but, you know, sometimes the pandemic happens and you put on a few pounds and it's really going to get punted for that? Like, give me a chance over here, man.
There wasn't very much consideration there.
There was zero consideration. Oh, they got fat? Get rid of them, obviously.
Let's see here. Whining imitation is too funny. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, LOL, exactly.
Mm.
About the whining? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think so.
I just like doing vocal fry. I think it's fun.
Masks are BS. I can't breathe in them and never got used to them. Good. You're free.
Yeah,
you don't have to
free.
Worry about it.
Who's that from? My mom? Mm.
Oh, is that what she says, too?
Oh, yeah. I can't breathe in that. It's like, you know, doctors and nurses have been wearing it. You can still breathe in it. Don't worry. You'll be fine.
I mean, I could see if your mom was running.
Yeah. Right. Or maybe the mask had some kind of foul stench in it from her breath or something. You know, like, I can see why that would
what?
Be. I don't know. Like, all right, I can't breathe this smell anymore. I can't breathe. Like, I just honestly. Yeah. No one likes it. I get it. Every time I breathe into this mask, I don't understand it. It smells like someone's horrible breath.
I can't find the exact one, but someone wrote in and said, hey, Vin, you know, just because Brittany is paying for everything doesn't mean her kids get to disrespect her and she doesn't, or no. And that she deserves respect, but it, oh, no, it was respect is earned. Yeah. And she
you can't
has
tell
to earn...
someone respect me.
Right. Except that, and this is what I was trying to say when I mentioned, you know, Kevin and talking to those kids. Kevin Federline has been on the gravy train for 20 years.
Yep.
He's been an employee of the Spears
Brittany
LLC.
Britney Spears Incorporated.
Whatever that is.
Right.
And so in my opinion, it's just mine, I would pull those kids aside and say, figure it out. I don't care how you got to do it. You got to do it. Unless yep. she's hurting you or being incredibly mean, which I don't think any of those.
No,
those
that actually
were.
Sounded like an exasperated woman trying to reason with her children.
Figure it out.
I felt like they sounded like rotten little rats.
Dad doesn't want to go to work today.
Yeah, Dad hates work.
Or
that's
any
why
day.
I was
In
with
fact,
your mom.
Dad's got a 20-year blank spot in his resume from that phony rapping career to now.
Yeah.
That, like, I can't.
Pop, I love you.
Yeah, that's not gonna. Let's
you.
Just keep.
Pop, I love you.
The mom checks coming, boys.
I am a woman, okay? I'm a
woman, baby. Yeah, Kesha, you are.
God, I love that song. And I wouldn't if I hadn't seen it live, but I do love it.
Good God, what an opening song. Like, she, for the rest of her life, that should always be her opening. That was amazing. She blew our heads off in the first 10 seconds of her show. Go, Kesha. Go, yep. Kesha. Go, Kesha. Go, Kesha.
Honestly, I thought, oh, she's bummed because Avril just crushed it.
I thought the same thing. Did you and I have that convo? Like, oh, God, how's Kesha going to follow this? That was amazing.
I think we did, yeah.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.